بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحديث الثالث عن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما وعنهم أيضا قال: حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. قالها إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام حين ألقي في النار، وقالها محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم حين قالوا: إن الناس قد جمعوا لكم فاخشوهم فزادهم إيمانا، وقالوا: حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل. We are still in this chapter of yaqeen and tawakkul, to have full trust in Allah, yaqeen in Allah Ta'ala, in every aspect, the being of Allah, the power and the qudrat of Allah, that Allah alone is in control of everything. And then full trust in Allah Ta'ala. Trust of other people is very far, more than we trust ourselves, our planning, our arrangements. We should trust in Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the best of planners, khayrul maakirin. The best of planners is Allah Ta'ala. And that is required of us. And these ahadith is to guide us and to encourage us and to teach us how to get this guidance and this trust on Allah Ta'ala and yaqeen. And also very important that we don't just take it for granted. Just because we have got Muslim names, we are in a Muslim society, and so by default we got yaqeen and we got tawakkul. These are things that we have to check ourselves and work for it to make sure we have got it. And very important, before mort we should have this. If we die without this yaqeen and without this tawakkul, then it will be a very sad case, though we were thinking that we were okay, and when then we find out that things are not okay, and that is of no return after that. So we should be very concerned and correct ourselves. In this hadith, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma wa anhum, he narrates, and the other two hadith in this chapter were also from Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, قَالَ حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنَعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ, Allah is sufficient for us. Allah alone is sufficient for us. In all our matters and everything, we should have that yaqeen, more than what we plan, our own planning, our day's planning, our planning for earning our livelihood, our shops, our jobs, etc., our planning of medicine for our health, etc. More than that, we should have this, that Allah is sufficient for us. وَنَعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ, and Allah Ta'ala is the best of guardians and the best being that can sort out our matters. Like we have a wakil, if you have a good lawyer and you hand over your matters to him, you don't have to worry anymore. He will contact you for everything and he will see to all the affairs. Allah is na'mal wakil, the best of all who you can entrust your matters to. And Allah is there for us. It's a pity we don't turn to Allah and we don't turn to his matters. For a lawyer, in almost all cases, it's very difficult to afford the fees. There are heavy fees, and then all the consultations, etc., that also are all heavy fees. But with Allah, completely free of charge. And for Allah, we don't have to make an appointment. Allah is there all the time for us. And we will never be bulled by Allah Ta'ala that I gave you 10 minutes of my time and it's going to cost you so much, free of charge. But how sad we don't take advantage of it. And worse than that, we think we are very clever and we know better. And we can choose all the things of this dunya and we don't think of Allah Ta'ala. These were those words, this very precious words. قَالَهَا إِبْرَاهِيمْ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ حِينَ أُلْقِيَ فِي النَّارِ. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said these words when he entered the fire of Jahannam. And that was the last words that he spoke as he entered the fire. And he put his full trust on Allah Ta'ala. And though with his eyes he saw he's going into this blazing fire, a very, very huge raging fire, but he put his trust on Allah Ta'ala, and so much that the malaika came to him and offered their help to him. He refused that also. Allah is sufficient for me. Allah knows my condition and He is watching me, and I put my trust. And Allah Ta'ala is that friend and that guardian that He showed it also. As Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam entered the fire, at that precise moment Allah changed it into a very rosy garden for him. Very, very comfortable for him. Right in the middle of the fire, Allah put him into a rosy garden which nobody in the world can deny. Not even atheist or anything, all scriptures testify to it. And for us, the Quran Sharif and the Hadith, which are the greatest testators and the greatest proofs and evidence, they testify to it. And he stayed 40 days in that garden which was in that fire. So this is the power of these words, if we say it with that yaqeen. وَقَالَهَا مُحَمَّدٌ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said these words. حِينَ قَالُوا, when it was said, إِنَّ النَّاسَ كَجَّمَعُوا لَكُمْ, that the people, that is the enemies, have made the alliance and they have gathered all around you. From all aspects they are here to annihilate you and destroy you completely. And there was no outward source of help and power. The Muslims at that time were very ill-equipped also. And at that time when this was referred to, they were injured themselves of a previous battle. And they were in great difficulty. All the odds, 100% were against them. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. All the enemies, all the edge, we see the end of the, no light at the end of the tunnel. Complete darkness, destruction. But when he said these words, then Allah tabaraka ta'ala, when the people were gathered, and he was, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was told further, fakhshawhum, and fear them. Like today people say, fear the virus. Fear the laws. You will be fined. You will be imprisoned. You will be imprisoned. All that, fear that. But what did the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say happened? فَزَادَهُمْ إِيمَانًا. In fact, the iman increased of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and the Sahaba. And they said, this is what Allah promised us. This is what is going to happen. And وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنَعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Allah is sufficient for us. Let all the alliance be get together, but yet Allah is enough. And نَعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ, and Allah تَبَارُكَ وَتَعَالَى is the best of guardians and the best of protectors. And we have lived it through ourselves. We saw in Afghanistan where the British came 3 times to destroy them. Other powers also came. Russia came. America came with the alliance and NATO, and they all made their graveyards there. They all trusted on Allah Ta'ala. Great ulama of Pakistan went to explain to Mullah Umar that fear the America and hand over Osama bin Laden. He put his trust fully in Allah. And he said, we will trust Allah. And Allah showed that how, what all the sophisticated weaponry and all artillery, how Allah destroyed them. What a defeat of total humiliation. Allah destroyed them. So these are the words, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنَعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. وَفِي رِوَايَةِ لَهُ عَنِ ابْنِ عَبَّاسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا. And in another narration, further these words come, قال كان آخر قول إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام حين ألقي في النار. It was the very last words that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said when he was being thrown in the fire. The last words he said, حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ وَنَعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. Allah is sufficient for me. And Allah is the best guardian and protector. Today also, no matter what circumstances we face, what odds there are, if we read these words with sincerity, we will see openly the help of Allah Ta'ala coming, and whatever those odds were, whatever enemies, whatever, Allah will destroy them, remove them, and totally destroy them. Allah give us tawfiq to build this yaqeen, put our trust in Allah Ta'ala. Everything is on the plate for us, but we rather prefer to go the hard route, which is an unsuccessful route, which has got no results in it. And and we go that hard and make our lives difficult. Allah made it easy simply by saying Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. But of course that requires that we build our iman and yaqeen accordingly, and then we will have no fear. We will sleep peacefully, we will walk around peacefully. We'll have no fear of anything if we have put our trust in Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with these realities. SubhanAllah.